Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, January 24th. More flurries are expected around the Grey Bruce region today, possibly squalls in the Saugeen Shores area and parts of southern Bruce County, where snow squall warnings continue. Let's check the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 6, 9, 10, 21, and 26 Owen Sound to Collingwood are reported as snow-covered or snow-packed this morning with fair to good visibility. County roads around the region are snow-covered. Also, some bus cancellations to pass along. Brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Bruce and Gray counties are canceled today. Saugeen Shores Police are appealing for tips to help locate a missing man. Brendan Martin was reported missing on Monday, and police say he was spotted in Southampton earlier this month, but has ties to the Owen Sound and Barrie areas. Saugeen Shores Police are asking Southampton residents to check their properties and outbuildings like sheds. Police want to find Martin to ensure he's all right. Anyone who can help is asked to call Saugeen Shores Police or Crime Stoppers. West Grey Mayor Kevin Eccles is hopeful the provincial government will come up with more infrastructure funding for municipalities. Eccles and West Grey senior staff attended the Rural Ontario Municipal Association conference in Toronto this week and met with various ministries to talk about bridges.
Most of these bridges were built with 85 to 90% provincial funding when they were built, so I think it's time, and she took that very seriously.
Bruce County's 2025 budget's been approved. It includes a tax levy increase of just under 5%, which will add another $60 to the property tax bill of the average assessed homeowner. On the national news, seven candidates have applied to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as leader of the federal Liberals. Carina Gould, Chrystia Freeland, Mark Carney, Jamie Batiste, Chandra Arya, Frank Bayliss, and Ruby Dalla all say they sent in their nomination packages before the deadline. A new Liberal leader will be chosen March 9th. And more than half of Canadians are feeling financially paralyzed, according to a survey commissioned by RBC. About a third of respondents say their finances are in a constant state of chaos, and half say their entire income is needed to cover essential expenses. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading, but major indexes still tracking for a winning week. Yesterday, the Dow closed 408 points higher at 44,565. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX was up 122 points to 25,434. Bitcoin trading nearly 1% higher this morning at just over 105,000 US. The price of oil a half percentage point up, 75 per barrel, while gold's trading higher as well. That rally continues another 1%, 2,785 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.71 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Alex Ovechkin's empty net goal puts him 20 away from passing Gretzky's record. Washington's the league's best team. Their win over Seattle last night was their sixth straight, and they have points in every game this month. Detroit had a win over Montreal. Boston shut out Ottawa. Calgary defeated Buffalo. Vancouver lost to Edmonton. The Oilers still without the suspended Connor McDavid, but they have Leon Draisaitl, who scored his league-leading 35th. Raptors won in Atlanta for their second road win of the season. Australian Open, Gabriela Dabrowski and Aaron Routliff lost in the semis. Novak Djokovic retired with an injury after the first set, sending Alexander Zverev to the men's final. The women's final is set. Two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka faces Madison Keys. And don't forget, the Super Bowl teams will be determined on Sunday. Washington visits Philadelphia, followed by Buffalo in Kansas City. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are set for a Midwest Division battle on the road tonight against the Kitchener Rangers. The Attack are trying to avoid a third straight loss, while Kitchener is going for back-to-back wins. You can hear all the action live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:30. The Meaford Knights doubled up the Tottenham Railers 6-3. Hanover, Walkerton, and Mount Forest have games in the PJHL tonight. And in senior hockey, the Durham Thundercats host the Georgian Bay Apple Kings at 8:30 this evening. Tomorrow, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks will hit the ice in Ripley. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. 2 to 4 centimeters of flurries today. Heavier stuff possible in the Saugeen Shores area this morning, where a snow squall warning continues. A high of -7, feeling more like -10. Tonight, cloudy, chance of some flurries and a low of -14. And for the weekend, cloudy with a chance of some flurries tomorrow and a high of -3. Flurries and -6 on Sunday.